We think now that we are coming to an end because the facilitator, Ugandan Minister of Defense, has delivered a keynote on which we are going to give our remarks very soon, and probably we can finish everything maybe next week.
So when do you expect the government to give a response to the keynote that will enable the talks to be concluded next week?
I think that a lot of things we have told these facilitators have been taken into account. So I think we are approaching a solution.
Wouldn't next week be over 2 weeks since the heads of state, including your president, was part of the agreement to end these talks within 2 weeks after they also explained it to the United Nations Security Council about ending these talks?
I think that it didn't work. We didn't end it within 2 weeks. But if we end it next week, it won't destroy the work, I think. It would not be a bad thing.
Do you think that these talks will once and for all end the rebellion of M23 rebels in the northeastern part of the country?
My friend, you know that this rebellion is not a Congolese one. It was masterminded by Rwanda. So if Rwanda wants to cooperate with its own commitment in a CIRGL, we think that we shall end this sickness of our region. It is not a matter for Congolese.
Currently, what is the effort by the UN in force, the partnership with the FARDC to bring peace and stability in some provinces like the North Kivu province?
Satisfied by the efforts that being made by these international force for quite 1 or 2 months now, we think that a good job will be done. As soon as these M23 has decided to disarm itself, we shall see the situation of the FDLR, these Rwandese who are destroying our own country and menacing, threatening their own country and other what we call national armed groups. We shall disarm all of them, and we hope that the job will be done.
What are the assurances that you are giving to Congolese living in those parts of the country?
It is our commitment and our duty to help them live in a peaceful region. That is why our soldiers are dying in the front.